Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Platinum Executive Director Randy Moore from Oklahoma, and I want to welcome everyone to tonight's Monday, December 5th, 2016, Moore Success Team Legal Shield B2B Conference Call. We host this special call the first Monday of every month, and it's designed specifically to help our Moore Success Team associates that are interested in the business side of your business, Legal Shield. To introduce tonight's special guest trainer, I'm going to go out to Ada, Oklahoma. Of course, he is an original Millionaire Club member. He's a $500,000 ring earner, a Platinum 5 Executive Director, and the Executive Vice President of Legal Shield, and that is none other than my dad, Mr. Ken Moore. Mr. Moore?
I'm right here, Randy. And you know what? We have some great speakers tonight and great trainers, but none any better or as good as we got, because I'm prejudiced. I understand that. I'm prejudiced. This girl has been around a long time, 19 years. She's only 21. She's been with us 19 years, Randy. And you can feel the Christmas excitement in there, and I was busy with her, and you could hear it in her voice, the joy. She's a Christian. She loved the Lord. She's raising a good family, been with the company 19 years, $250,000 ring earner, Platinum 2 jacket earner, Millionaire Club member, written over 12,000 apps. Her hard work and dedication earned her Platinum 7 level twice. And also one of the main features, ladies and gentlemen, she's the wife of Mr. Jeremy Moore, my grandson and Randy's son. Ladies and gentlemen, my honor to introduce to you tonight our granddaughter, Randy's daughter-in-law, Miss Stephanie Moore.
Thank you, Papa. Can everybody hear me? Hello?
I can hear you, but the others are muted.
Okay. Well, okay. I was just making sure you could hear me. I'm on the road, and I just ran through the cold to hurry up and get to my car so I wouldn't miss the call. I do want to give out a few shout-outs before I get started, and I want to congratulate Ms. Stephanie Boley on her recruit, the Energy Insurance Agency. They were first in the company for production last week. And then I also want to recognize the Power Team Organizational Sales for November. Barbara and Mel Wilson were number 4, and Stephanie Boley was number 5. So I wanted to give them a shout-out before I got started. I will tell you a little bit about my story, and then I want to do a little bit of training afterwards. But I actually started my Legal Shield career working in the corporate office. I was 21. I actually was a full-time college student looking for something on a part-time basis. And so I was dropping off my resume and filling out applications. And I walked into Prepaid Legal on Main Street and dropped off my resume, filled out an application. I turned around and walked out the door. And as I was walking down the sidewalk, I hear this lady yelling at me. And so I turn around, and it was Ms. Catherine Walden asking me if I just turned in some my application and resume. And I said, yes, ma'am. So she called me into her office right then. She sat me down, asked me what I was looking for, and I said I was looking for a part-time position because I was a full-time college student. And I told her I could come in around noon every day. And she said, well, when can you start? And I said, whenever you want me to. And so she said, well, go home, have lunch, and be back in an hour. So I actually started that day. And so I worked in the group marketing department for 7 years. I absolutely loved it. I worked with Catherine. I was the co-coordinator for all the group trainings and small business and CDLP, and I absolutely loved it. I, of course, got to hear training on a monthly basis, and so that just kind of stuck with me. And then when Catherine retired, I actually became Marilyn Thompson's assistant, and she took over for the trainings for Catherine. And so I had two really good mentors. So Jeremy and I kept going back and forth whether or not, you know, I should go out in the field. And what really kind of got me wanting to was Jeremy having freedom while I was working 40-plus hours a week. Yes, that was considered my part-time, working 40-plus hours at corporate. But he would call me after picking up Braden from school, and he would be at the zoo or Arbuckle Wilderness or something like that while I'm sitting, you know, in my cubicle doing work. So I was kind of becoming a little resentful of that. So I finally took the leap. We all know change is a little hard, but I just prayed about it. I talked to Jeremy about it. I talked to Papa about it. And finally, I just decided I was just going to take that step. I had confidence, and I knew my comfort was going to be the B2B area. And so Jeremy and I decided that he would work on the networking side, and I would work on the B2B side. And that's how we started building our business once I joined him in the field. And I have to say, I don't regret it one bit. I've loved every minute of it. I haven't missed any of my child's activities from there on out. I haven't missed anything of Creed's. So it's something that I do not regret whatsoever. I wish I would have done it earlier and got over that fear a little bit quicker. And so I just have to say that it has definitely changed my life, getting to be a mom, a full-time mom, and not being a part-time mom. So what I'm going to talk about tonight is how to lead and build a good B2B team. I want to say, first off, a leader is someone who creates a leader, not followers. And leaders are what will sustain your business. And you need to have a vision for your team. Jeremy and I get with our team and help find their niche, but we don't limit them to that niche. You know, Jeremy has done both B2B and recruiting. I've done both B2B and recruiting. So we don't limit it just to that. But like I said, we kind of divvied it up because my comfort was the group marketing side. Jeremy's was the networking side. So just to kind of give a couple of examples of those on our team, Manley and Barbara Wilson, they've recruited a great team and continue to do so, but they've also become B2B certified and opened up some group accounts. And they have also built that vision for their downline. And they recruited, you know, Stephanie Boley, Martha Doss, and they are both continuing that vision as well. So successful leadership training has the ability to create vision into reality. So you want to build those leaders, and that's what keeps your business sustainable. You need to know your product. That's important. Getting your B2B associates to the briefings, and, of course, now we have special B2B briefings designed just for them. We have those decision-maker luncheons, and then Super Saturdays and APTs, conventions, all of those are just as important for B2B associates as it is for networking associates. You need to have dedication to your daily routine. Okay, you have to remember, you own your own business. You are the boss. Okay, so I recommend setting hours that you make, maybe for your daily phone calls or your B2B contacts. You know, just kind of set off, you know, however many hours you can do it, whether you're working this on a part-time basis, full-time basis, but set hours every day, and that keeps you within your routine. Set hours for conference call times. Make time for community networking events. Doing this daily creates a routine, and it just becomes natural when you do it like that. And, of course, I know in the B2B arena, your time needs to be flexible, okay? But, I mean, you get my point. Time management is key. And so the more you do it, you know, the more it becomes natural for you. And so I just highly recommend that you make yourself a daily routine. You need to focus on those associates who will greatly contribute to your success, okay? So disregard those unproductive teammates. Okay, a good leader can handle the no's, the disappointments, the failures, and in turn create solutions for those. Now, I'm not saying, you know, recruit somebody if they don't want to work, you know, just forget about them. I'm just saying you want to devote the majority of your time to those who want to be successful, that want to be a good leader for your team. And then commit to your prospecting numbers. Set a goal, whether that's daily, weekly, or monthly. Okay, and this can be in both recruiting and opening accounts. So when you experience a low in your business, the results link to the amount of people or contacts that you are contacting. Okay, so maybe you need to up that a little bit. Are you kind of feeling stale right now? Okay, well, then maybe you need to increase your prospecting numbers and talk to a few more people or, you know, accounts. And then constantly associate yourself with other leaders. You need to set high goals, standards, expectations. If the leader gets soft, then the team tends to follow. Okay, avoid doing anything that you don't want your team to duplicate. Okay, if you don't attend events, then your team won't. If you don't set goals, then your team won't set goals. If you don't produce, then your team won't produce. Okay, and then be honest with your team. Share with them your experiences and what has or hasn't worked for you. Okay, we don't want to build, you know, this expectation of, you know, something that's not reality. Okay, we know this business is not easy. And the B2B area tends to be a little tough. You know, you're going to set those appointments and they may cancel. You may originally have 20 minutes and it drops down to 5. You may, you know, think that you're going to be meeting with 80 people and there may be 3. I mean, that's just the life of being a B2B associate, okay? And so I just recommend being honest with your team and let them know that, you know, you as a leader, you've experienced those downfalls as well, and you've continued to go and you've built success. So just be honest with them. Also, I know we have great apps, okay, and we are definitely a tech society, but I want you to remember that our product is about connecting and working with people or companies. So I just recommend, you know, that you remember that. I know a lot of my contacts have been face-to-face. Maybe I've just popped into an account just to let them know that I'm within the area, and especially with our Go Walk Your Community promotion that we've been doing since convention, you know, that they're wanting you to get out and be face-to-face, you know, and so I just want you to remember that our product is about connecting and working with people and companies face-to-face. So I just want to say, whether you work this business on a full-time or part-time basis, these tips will help you build and then maintain a successful business. And this is while building and creating great leaders at the same time. And I want to say, I highly recommend you get your team to the More Success Team Retreat in January. And this is going to allow you to kick off the 2017 in a fantastic fashion. And we're going to have that More Success Team Retreat in Ada at the Legal Shield Corporate Office, January 19th through the 21st. On the 19th, that Thursday, we're going to start off with tours. We're going to have registration going on. And then we will lead into our B2B breakout. Our speakers and trainers for that will be Ms. Melissa Wilder and Mr. James Rousseau. You can't get any better than that. Okay, and then we'll, as soon as that's over, we'll move into the networking breakout. And then that night, we're going to have a team barbecue. And it's going to be some, we're going to do some team building activities. Pawpaw's even purchased a karaoke machine. And so we're just going to have a really good time getting to know the More Success team and doing some team building activities. And then Friday, we're going to kick off with the training. And I want you to know that lunch is also provided in both training Friday and Saturday. So we'll do training that morning, break for lunch, let you pick up your lunch, and then after lunch is over, we'll go back to some more training. You're going to be hearing from some of our top leaders on our team. You will not want to miss that. Friday night, we're going to have our big award ceremony for our team. Now, I know we do have some that are registered for this event that are not More Success Team members. So what we're going to do, so everyone feels part of the event, is we're going to have a lot of really good giveaways. And I know I've spilled the beans on one, and so I'm just going to continue to use that as my example so I don't give away the rest. But we have customized a couple of Yetis that we can give away, and we have a lot of other good things. And so everyone will want to be there. We're going to have desserts. It's going to be a fun time, and I highly recommend that you come. Ms. Shirley Stonesopper is going to be there. Ms. Carol Smith is going to be there. So it's going to be a great event. Saturday, we are going to have more training. Again, break for lunch. Lunch will be provided, and then go back in for some more training. We are going to have Mr. Darnell Self for that morning training. So you will not want to miss that. That evening, we will have a profile signing. So I highly recommend that everyone brings their profiles of success. Maybe if you have a vision board that you want to have those leaders sign so you can, you know, envision yourself at that level. Bring whatever you want for those EDs to sign. And we'll have that. And then we'll move directly into the executive director banquet. And it's going to be a really good time. We're going to have Britt Mason as our speaker for that. So you will not want to miss this event. This is going to be, I'm telling you, every time we get together, it really is a life-changing event. You learn little tidbits from all of the great leaders that we have on our team. We have some really good speakers and trainers. I'm not going to spill the beans on everybody that's going to be there, but I'm just saying you've got to go to moresuccessteam.com, get registered. The host hotel is Holiday Inn Express, and that information is also on moresuccessteam.com. If you come in on Wednesday and Thursday night, the cost will be $92 a night. And then, believe it or not, the weekend we got it even cheaper. Friday and Saturday night will be $89. So you will definitely want to be there all day Thursday, Friday, and Saturday. It's going to be 3 full days of events. And, again, you can go to moresuccessteam.com and register for both the event and book your room. So I hope these tips help. I hope you will get you registered as well as your whole team registered for this and kick off your 2017. We want all of you to be successful. And please feel free, if any of you have any questions, if you, you know, would like to maybe do some field training, whatever it may be, I just want you guys to know that I'm here. I will help you. You can contact me through email, cell phone, however you want to do it. I just want you to know that we are here to assist you. And with that, I will turn it back over to you, Paw-Paw.
Thank you, Stephanie. Great, great job. Stephanie, you got time for a few questions?
Sure.
Randy, I'll turn it to you, son.
All right. Let's go out to the state of Alabama and to Mr. Jimmy Parrish, Millionaire Club member with the More Success Team. Mr. Parrish, are you on?
I am, Randy. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Great, Stephanie. Always love hearing you train, and your Paw-Paw mentioned it in the beginning, and you touched on it also during your remarks, but I think it behooves everybody on the call to just hear a little more detail about how you do what you do, because you think about all the roles you play, your wife, your mom, your daughter and a granddaughter, you're a B2B producer, you're the BBP of Oklahoma, you're a market leader in that state. And as we've just heard over the last few minutes, you're the event planner for the More Team Retreat, not this year, but every year. So there's only 24 hours in a day and 168 hours in a week, and I know you sleep some. So help us out here, because you obviously do an extremely good job in time management. I know how organized and detailed you are from working with you as a fellow BVP and also on the recent retreats that we've had. But just a few bullet point things that you would help those of us on the call just to become better, and that because you do an amazing job in all of those areas.
Well, thank you. And, yes, it definitely goes back to time management. And I do view this as, when I worked at corporate office, how I had set hours. I get up, I get the boys off to school, make their lunches, get them all ready, and then I go directly into making my phone calls. Or I may already have appointments set. Like today, I got them off to school, and then I drove to Shawnee for an appointment. So I'm still old school, believe it or not, I'm still old school. I keep a calendar, a paper calendar, on my refrigerator and a planner. I mean, I'm not really good with technology, and so I still do it the old school way. I'm plugging it in. I do not want to have any empty days on my calendar and my planner. That's how I do. I just pretty much set time aside every day where I know, like today before I left for Shawnee, I knew I needed to work on a few things for the retreat, and so I scheduled that within my time to know how much time I have, and it just kind of keeps me on track so I don't miss anything. When I got back from Shawnee, I knew I needed to get Creed, somewhere because we were going to a football banquet. I need to get to the football banquet. I need to leave a little bit early to get on the conference call. So, that's all on my calendar on the refrigerator and in my planner that I take everywhere. That's how I keep my sanity. If I didn't have that, I would probably go insane a few days. We are very busy.
Well, great job at all you're doing. And, again, very excited about just a little over a month away, and we get to be together in Ada, and excited about that. And, again, thanks for a great job tonight and the great job you do in all these areas of your life and to help us on the More team.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Jimmy, she didn't mention she's on the way right now to one of her children's function, and she just took time to pull over to do the call before she went on. So she's still busy tonight, still planning, still organizing, still on the road. What a gal. Randy?
All right. Thank you, Mr. Parrish. Let's go out to the state of Idaho and the $100,000 ring earner, Mr. Damian Sheever's got a question. Damian?
Man, that I never get tired of hearing that. Randy, if you could say that one more time, $100,000 ringer.
$100,000 ring earner and future Millionaire Club member, Damian
Sheever. Yeah, there you go. Stephanie, you know I love you to death. And, you know, as I was listening to you tonight, I had a million questions come to mind, actually. And that's just one more reason that everyone needs to be at the retreat, because I don't have time to ask a million questions now, but I bet you you'll answer a million questions when you're training at the retreat. So, but the question I have for you tonight, and if we have time for two, I'll squeeze in a second one, but the first one is this. When you're out, because you talk about not just doing B2B, but recruiting, right? And mm-hmm. recruiting a team, period, and recruiting to B2B. Talk about, you know, one of the things I always tell my team is like, listen, if you don't know who you're recruiting, right, because if they have a recruiting goal, that's great. But if you don't know who you're recruiting, then you're in trouble. I mean, are you focused when it comes to recruiting? Are you looking to recruit specific people? Or are you just looking to recruit while you're out? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, no, I don't limit that. I mean, I just recruit. If I come across somebody, I'm going to recruit them. I don't. And that's why within that process is when you kind of, while you're asking them their questions and when you're getting to know them, that kind of helps you find their niche as well. And but I don't limit it to any, I mean, we have brokers on our team, you know, the insurance agents, and, you know, then we have team builders. And so we don't limit that. And so anybody I come across, I'm willing to recruit them. And a lot of times, you know, like I told you, my niche is, you know, more of the B2B side. So that's where my comfort is. So I will kind of tend to lean more towards Jeremy, you know, and let him do the recruiting. And that's what's great about this business. You're able to use your upline, you know, to help you do that, you know, by setting those conference calls, doing those PBRs, those decision maker lunches, those B2B briefings, using those type of events help recruit those people into your business. And so that's how I do it. Did I answer your question?
Then,
is that what you were asking?
Yeah, absolutely. And then the second question real quick is, you know, you obviously got to sit in on, you mentioned this earlier, 7 years working at the corporate office, sitting in on a lot of trainings. Was there one or two things that really helped you when you then went into the field? Were there one or two tips that enabled you to overcome what otherwise would have been an obstacle for you?
Yes, okay. After being trained by Catherine, and I have to say, keeping it simple was key for me. I wanted to keep it as simple as possible. She was big on that. Don't go in, you know, basically vomiting at the mouth with too much information. You want to keep it simple. And so that's what I stuck with. And going to her trainings and hearing it on a monthly basis, I memorized her presentation. Now, I don't do her presentation word for word, but I was able to use that and take nuggets from hers and make it mine. And that's what I use. I stick to my presentation. And that allows me, whether I have 20 minutes or 5 minutes, to shorten that. I know if I have 20 minutes, I can expand on it, tell a few stories, but also know if I have 5 minutes, with me using that same presentation, I'm able to shorten it really quick. And so my two things would be keeping it simple and definitely learning what your business is. How do you want to present? What's your presentation? And that's whether you're recruiting or on the, you know, B2B side. You know, you hear a company always talking about the elevator pitch. I mean, you want to have those, and you want to have those memorized. And it just allows you to do it, you know, within a time frame that you're given.
Stephanie, you're awesome. I appreciate you so much.
Thank you.
All right, Mr. Sheever, thank you very much. Now let's go out to the state of Arizona and another Millionaire Club member, Miss Linda Bowden. Linda, are you on?
I am on. And Stephanie, I also have a paper calendar, so you must be on the right track. Actually, I keep, for everybody that's on the call, I have used since the 90s the little month-to-month, the little monthly calendar. It's
yes.
Real thin. You can put it. And what's cool about it is that I've kept them all. So I can look back to see where I was, what I was doing. I have business cards, paper clipped in there, pieces of paper, sticky notes in them. I mean, they're loaded with all kinds of treasure. And you can look back and see where you've been, what you've done and basically where you're going. So anyhow, I think the thing that came to mind when I heard you talking, because I know who you were trained by, and it was such a special, in my mind, such a special time in our company. You had the privilege of working with two greats, and I'm kind of jealous about that. But anyhow, looking back, because you've been around for 19 years, wow. I think you can kind of measure your business sometimes or your time in Legal Shield in magic moments. And I know that I can recall a few magic moments, moments in my career, like in the group business I've got, as you've probably heard, Ken and I have magic moments where we just did things. Can you think of anything, like just a day or a time or something that happened when you were with a group that you could call a magic moment?
Well, I have two. I can speak on from an associate side and from a group side. From the associate side was when Jeremy and I got our platinum jackets. At the same time, we had a platinum jacket made for Braden, and so he got to go on stage, get his platinum jacket the same time Jeremy and I did, and then they brought up Mamaw and Pawpaw and Randy and Pat and showed the generation of platinum jacket earners. And so that is one memory that I will always remember and have in my head. And then as far as a group, I actually was at an account, and I had a lady come by, and she had a story similar to my story with me losing my father whenever I was 21. He didn't have a will, and fighting that whole process, it was not a fun situation to go through. And when she was sitting there talking to me, you know, she was telling me her story, and I was relating with her. And in the end, I was in tears. She was in tears. But she said she had purchased a membership for me the previous year whenever I was there. And she said, if I would not have had this plan, I could not have afforded an attorney to help me throughout that process. And she said, and in the end, I was able to win, and she, you know, put win in quotation marks, if that's what you call it, all of my father's things. And it just really touched me because I know what that feels like. I know how tough that particular situation is. And so now every time I go and I service that account, you know, she comes through, and we just have, you know, a special moment every time she comes through. I will never forget that precious lady, and that's something that I will always remember with that account.
Awesome, and I think that's just something, especially for people who are just starting out with us, always be looking for those magic moments because you don't know when they're going to show up, right, Stephanie? You just don't know. Once you could be somewhere, and there's a snapshot in time. Of course, you should be doing that with all aspects of your life, but even with this business, I think that's what kind of makes it more special. It makes it more meaningful when you can look back and you've got these little snapshots of days and some of the magic moments. You look back and you go, no one would ever believe that.
Yes. Yes.
You know what I mean? It was either something that happened, all the planets lined up and something occurred, or it was something you did or something you said or something that somebody else did for you, and that just makes it such
treasure. And at that moment, you know, it was so fresh with her because, you know, it had just been within that year. You know, and I had experienced it, you know, years ago. And so it was just something, you know, that she just felt like it was kind of a godsend. And that's what she said, because I feel like you are a godsend to me because you understand my story and my struggle and my situation. And so, yeah, I mean, we just had a really good moment. And so, like I said, every time I go to that account, it's like, you know, we just see each other, we give each other hugs and chit-chat for a little bit. And so, yeah, that is definitely one of those moments. I have a lot more, but that's one that definitely I will always remember.
Awesome. Thank you so much. You're one of our specials.
Well, thank you.
All right. Thank you very much, Linda. And Stephanie, you do such an outstanding job. We're so blessed to have you in our family and on the team. We appreciate you being our special guest speaker tonight. It was such a great call, ladies and gentlemen. We do have it recorded. It will be up on our More Success Team website. If you want to take and share it with other people, make sure that they get to listen to it because I think there's some great information shared tonight. I do want to remind everyone that our next call will begin in 30 minutes. And we'll have two Millionaire Club members featured tonight. We have Mr. Chris Hughes and Mr. Jeff Hughes. They will both be on the call. Actually, we're actually featuring Chris tonight, but Jeff is going to be saying a few things also. So you definitely don't want to miss that. If you have some people on your team that hadn't been getting on the calls regularly, we ask you to go ahead and let them know. Get them on the call. Get them. This is part of the system, plugging into our team and our team's calls. So, Stephanie, thank you very, very much. You did an outstanding job. And, Mr. Ken Moore, I'll turn the call back over to you.
Well, just two things I want to straighten out about Stephanie and Linda. If Linda keeps telling everything she knows, I'm going to disown her because it might be bad trouble she told everything she knows. No, just kidding. We had a lot of good times, very good times. And as far as Stephanie, the real reason that she's successful, and not taking anything away from her, is she had to pass my office. My grandson had to pass my office to get to see her every day. And she don't tell the story, but she told him she wouldn't marry him until he got 3 months executive director, and then she'd marry him. That may not be a true story, but that's the way Jeremy tells it. That's the way I'm going to take to it. Stephanie, wonderful job. We love you. We appreciate you. Go have fun with the kids, and God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, the next call you heard Randy announce, let's do it as we always do. God, Family, Legal Shield. Thank you, and we'll be listening for you in about 30 minutes. God bless.